coach kind of see this come to fruition? I know there's still a little bit to go, but what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, it's what we have been thinking about for 14 years now, and it's finally it's taken shape, and I think it's something that everybody's going to be proud of once it's up.
If you can win national championships with that previous facility, what can you do with this?
We may never win another one. I mean, you know, we have a nice indoor facility, a great one, and we've had it a number of years, and we've only won one national championship in there, but there's no question that facilities are part of what it's all about. It's not totally about facilities, but facilities play a role in everything that we do. So from recruiting to just the way we present things to our own team and providing a home for our own team, it's very important.
A little bit more in depth about that recruiting aspect of it. I mean, you got plenty of talented athletes that are coming here already, but when they look and see that this is what they're going to be competing in, you think that's going to be a big time for all?
I think it will help us. That it's just an indication of the institution cares. You know, the institution cares about everything, every sport here, and we've, as everybody knows, we haven't been able to run a track meet here in a long, long time, and so this group, this team, understands it, so it's going to be good times in front of us. Yeah, it's important.
You envision the national championship outdoors here?
Yeah, in fact, we're bidding for 19 and 20 right now. We're in the process of bidding for both of those championships, so we'll know something in a few months.
No timetables are always fluid. Is there any change in it right now, or what are we looking at as far as when it's going to be open?
You know, they're going to talk a little bit more about that here today, but I think the end of summer, first of next semester.
What kind of reaction do you get when you have a recruit? You seem like show them some models or driving by and look at it from the outside.
Most of them can't envision what it is, you know, until it's up and they're walking through it. When you look at drawings and you look at some things, you show it to them, I can see they're lost because they can't quite figure out even where it's sitting, where it's going to be. But when you walk out on the track now, just in the last few, last 2 months, now it's starting to look like a building, and it's looked like what we've been telling them is going to happen. So, yeah, they see it, and they start, and that means a lot to them. It means an awful lot to them. They're going to have a great, great facility.
Is there one thing in particular that you're most looking forward to just being a part of? I guess maybe you could say your office?
No, we have not had a team meeting in my 14 years here. Kids have sat on the floor. We've never had a room that's big enough or enough chairs to sit our team in. And we're going to have a team meeting on the first floor. We have a room to do it, and we're going to have 145 chairs, and we'll be able to sit and have a regular team meeting like everybody else. As Sean Price knows, standing right here, we've sat on the floor in a room that got so hot in about 5 or 6 minutes that you couldn't hardly stay in there. So it's going to be a lot of fun to have every team meeting we have in a regular room. That's the thing I'm looking forward to as much. But then secondly is having everything centralized and located in the same place. So we got our storage rooms. We're going to have our training room. We're going to have all our locker rooms. We have our lounge and all our coaches' offices. So all of that in one building makes it nice for our sport.
Have you ever felt like you missed on a recruit because
There's no question about that. Yeah. I mean, over the years, there's no, absolutely, absolutely. We'll lose people because of dollars that you have available at that time, but I don't envision it being over facilities anymore.
Your vision for this, where do you feel like it will stack up nationally and even in the SECs? There's plenty of good facilities in the SEC.
Yeah, well, it'll be the best. It'll be the best, absolutely, in the SEC. It'll be the best, I think, in the country right now. Oregon is starting construction on a new facility within the next couple of months, and they're going to spend. They're really getting after it. They're going to build a heck of a facility. They're the host for the World Championships in 2 years, and it has to seat 30,000 minimum, and that's what they're doing. This one will seat right now and only seat about 2,200. You can see what they're going to be doing.
Yeah. Coach, since you're here talking about national championships, do you look forward to next week and kind of what's your thoughts?
Yeah, we really next week was NCAA championships here indoors, and we've got a good group qualified. We'll just kind of wait and see. We're ready to go. We're healthy, and so we're excited about the championships.
Probably not. I think the goal is to repeat, but in terms of going in.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really think that way. We're going to go in with 16, 18 athletes, and